I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus, here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. About 40% of new cancer cases among adults ages 30 and older in the United States, and nearly half of deaths, can be attributed to preventable risk factors, according to a new study from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Tucker Marison is here to talk about what we can do as individuals to reduce our risk of cancer. Dr. Marison is a family physician and cancer survivorship researcher at MUSC Hollings Cancer Center. Dr. Marison, tell us more details about the idea of reducing our risk of cancer.
Although we know that many cancers can't be prevented, there are some things that individuals can do to reduce their risk of cancer, and this includes things like considering tobacco cessation, achieving and maintaining an ideal body weight, eating a healthy diet, reducing alcohol consumption, engaging in regular physical activity, and vaccination, including things like HPV vaccination.
Tell me a bit more information about some of these lifestyle changes or actions that we can take as individuals.
So we know tobacco use is one of the leading causes of cancer-associated death and is associated with about 30% of cancer deaths. This includes not only lung cancer, but also head and neck cancer, general urinary cancers, and other gastrointestinal cancers. And this is one of the things that's especially important here in South Carolina, where smoking and tobacco rates are higher than the national average. And any efforts for tobacco reduction and, most importantly, tobacco cessation are essential for cancer risk reduction.
What do we need to know about diet and exercise as a way to help reduce our risk of cancer?
Obesity has been associated with an increased risk of 13 different types of cancers, and these cancers make up about 40% of the cancers that are diagnosed here in the U.S. every year. The good news is that weight loss can be associated with reduction of individual cancer risk, and this occurs even with small amounts of weight loss of 5 to 10 pounds of sustained weight loss. And we also know that methods to achieve that weight loss, things like increasing physical activity and dietary changes themselves, are important in reducing the risk of cancer. For physical activity, we think about trying to target about 150 minutes of moderate physical activity a week. This can include things like swimming, brisk walking, biking, and other kind of comparable activities. And unfortunately, currently most of the adults in the U.S. and here in South Carolina are not following these criteria, and this is definitely an opportunity for growth.
Tell us more about the importance of HPV vaccination related to reducing cancer risk.
So HPV is associated with a number of different cancers, which includes cervical cancer, oropharyngeal cancer, and some other cancers. HPV vaccine is routinely recommended for folks around 11 or 12 years old and routinely recommended up to the age of 26 for individuals who did not previously receive vaccination. For individuals who were vaccinated at the recommended age range, there has been some studies that have shown about a 90% reduction in HPV-associated cancers.
What else do we need to know about screening recommendations to help reduce risk of cancer?
So we know cancer screening is an important aspect of an individual's health and health maintenance. So all individuals should be talking with their regular health provider and primary care clinician about what screenings are recommended for them. This is important in helping making sure we detect cancer early when it is most treatable.
Dr. Marison, thanks for this information about reducing risk of cancer.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.